Welcome to this beginner lesson on arranging old school drama and bass swing with chopped vinyl character in Ableton Live 12. If you want your DNB to feel alive, this is one of the fastest ways to get there. A straight, perfectly locked loop can sound clean, but it can also sound a little too safe. Old school jungle and classic DNB get their energy from movement, from tiny timing shifts, ghost hits, chopped edits, and that feeling that the groove was pulled off a dusty record rather than drawn perfectly on a grid. And that's exactly what we're going to build today. Not lo-fi for the sake of lo-fi. Controlled character. Enough swing and texture to feel authentic, but still clean enough to hit hard in a modern mix. We'll make a simple 16-bar section that feels like a proper DNB idea. A filtered intro, a swung break-led groove, a chopped vinyl-style drum edit, and a bass line that leaves room for the drums to breathe. We'll use Ableton stock tools, so everything stays beginner-friendly and easy to repeat in your own projects. First, set up your session. Start by setting the tempo somewhere in the classic DNB range, around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a great zone for this style. Then create three main groups, or at least three clear areas in your project: drums, bass, and effects or atmosphere. If you have a reference track, drop it into the session now. Keep it quiet. You are not copying it, you're studying it. Listen for the groove, the space between hits, and how the arrangement moves every 4 or 8 bars. Also, leave yourself headroom. Don't slam the master. Aim to keep your rough mix peaking around -6 to -8 dB before any mastering. That gives you room to shape the low end properly later. Now let's build the core breakbeat. Drag in a classic break, or a break-style loop, onto an audio track. For drum breaks, Ableton's Beats Warp mode is usually the best starting point. Warp it so it sits in time, but do not over-tighten it. A big part of the old-school feel comes from the groove not being perfectly robotic. Here's a really important mindset shift. Think push and pull, not just swing amount. A ghost snare can land a touch early, while the main backbeat sits just a hair behind the grid. That contrast creates tension and life. It's subtle, but your ear feels it instantly. If the break sounds stiff, try the groove pull. A swing feel somewhere around 55 to 62% can work well, depending on the sample. Keep it tasteful. You want bounce, not a cartoon shuffle. You can also lightly quantize instead of fully snapping everything. Try 1/16 quantize with a low groove amount, maybe 20 to 40%. The point is to keep the break moving, not to flatten it. A small amount of drum bus can help too. Add just a touch of crunch. Keep boom subtle unless you want a heavier sound, and use a little transience if you want more snap. The goal is to make the break feel like a sampled record that's been brought into a clean modern session, not crushed into a brick. Now let's chop the break. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient so Ableton gives you a drum rack with the important hits separated out. This is where the chopped vinyl feel really starts to happen. Build a simple pattern first. Don't overcomplicate it. Put the snare strong on 2 and 4. Add kick support around the downbeats and lead-ins. Then drop in ghost hits just before the snare, or just after the kick. And here's a useful teacher tip. Let the break do less than you think. Beginners often keep every slice active, but sometimes the groove gets stronger when you mute a few busy top hits. Give the rhythm room to breathe. The ear will fill in the energy. If you're programming slices by MIDI, use velocity as a groove tool. Keep the main snare strong, and make the pickup hits and ghost notes much softer. That dynamic contrast is one of the easiest ways to fake the feel of something played by a human. You can also shorten a few slices a little. Tiny cutoffs create that chopped vinyl impression, like the loop was edited from a real sample and not just left to run endlessly. Next, let's layer the drums for punch. Add a clean kick on a separate track, or inside the drum rack, and layer a snare or rim shot with a slightly different character from the break zone snare. That's classic DNB logic. One layer gives character, another gives punch. You do not want one sound trying to do everything. For the kick, use EQ8 to remove muddy low-mid buildup if needed, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add a little saturator, just enough to give the kick more density and help it read on smaller speakers. For the snare, you want impact and presence. A bit of drum bus or a short compressor can help shape it. If it needs more bite, a small boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz can help it cut through. Keep your break layer audible enough to sell the sampled feel, but let the clean layers do the heavy lifting. That keeps the groove punchy without losing the old-school vibe. Now for the chopped vinyl character. Put an auto filter on the break, or on a return track if you want to automate a shared effect. Try a low-pass filter for dusty sections, band pass for tension, or high pass, when you want to clear space before a drop. Keep resonance fairly moderate, not extreme. Automate the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. That classic filter movement gives you DJ-style tension without needing huge effects everywhere. If you want even more vinyl-style feel, resample the drums. Route the drums to a new audio track set to resampling, record 4 or 8 bars, then cut the recorded audio into smaller pieces. Once you have the printed audio, add tiny fades on the chopped region so you don't get clicks. That little bit of cleanup makes the results sound intentional and professional. If you want, you can add a tiny bit of vinyl distortion or grain, but keep it subtle. A small amount goes a long way. Now let's write the bass line. For beginner-friendly DNB bass, Operator is a great choice. Use it to build a simple sine sub, then add a mid-range layer if you want more audible movement. Keep the sub mostly mono and simple. The big idea here is call and response. Don't make the bass play continuously. Let it answer the drums. For example, have the bass hit right after the snare, then leave a hole for a ghost note, then come back in the next half bar or bar. That space matters. In DNB, the groove gets bigger when the drums and bass aren't constantly fighting each other. On the bass channel, keep the low end controlled. If you're using a sub and a mid layer, low pass the sub around 80 to 120 Hz and high pass the mid layer somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz so the two parts stay out of each other's way. Use saturator gently on the bass too, maybe just enough to create harmonics that help it translate on smaller speakers. And use utility to check mono compatibility. The sub should stay solid and centered. Now let's mix the drums and bass as one groove. A really important DNB mixing habit is to think of the drums and bass as one rhythm section, not two separate ideas. Start by balancing the kick, snare, and sub at low volume. If it feels good quietly, that's a strong sign. If the kick and sub clash, decide which one owns the deepest fundamental. Don't just boost everything. Make a small cut in the competing element instead. Clarity beats volume. If the kick needs a bit more room, add subtle sidechain compression on the bass from the kick. Keep the attack quick and the release somewhere in the 50 to 120 ms range. But don't overdo it. You want groove, not exaggerated pumping unless that's the style you're after. And check the whole thing in mono. That's non-negotiable for this kind of bass-heavy music. If the groove falls apart in mono, reduce stereo width on the low end and simplify the bass a little. Now let's arrange it. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar blocks. DNB listeners feel structure even when the track is hectic. A simple 16-bar structure could go like this. In bars 1 to 4, keep it filtered, with atmosphere and a teased groove. In bars 5 to 8, bring in the full break and the basic bass line. In bars 9 to 12, add an extra chop or fill every 2 bars. In bars 13 to 16, thin things out a little or automate a filter down so the next section has room to hit. That kind of phrasing is really important. Small changes every few bars keep the energy moving without making the arrangement too busy. You can also add a vinyl-style intro by high-passing the drums, delaying the bass entry, and letting the texture lead the listener in. If you want a DJ-friendly feel, leave a bit of clean space in the intro and outro. That still matters a lot in modern DNB sets. Now add tasteful effects and texture. Use stock devices like echo, reverb, auto filter, and delay, but keep them light. A short reverse reverb into a snare fill can sound great. A filtered noise riser can help you into a drop. A tiny delay throw on the last hit of an 8-bar phrase can add just enough attitude. On a return track, a short dark reverb with a decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds can work well. If you use echo, automate the send amount only on selected hits so the effect feels intentional instead of messy. You can also add a very low-level vinyl crackle or room noise layer for texture. High pass it so it doesn't add low-end clutter. Before we finish, do the final mix check. Listen at a low volume first. If the groove still reads clearly, that's a good sign. Solo the sub and drums together and check for kick and sub overlap, snare impact, and any harshness in the hats or top loops. If the top end feels sharp, use a Q8 to tame a narrow area around 7 to 10kHz, or simply lower the break layer a little. Often the cleanest fix is to reduce a sound before reaching for more processing. And remember this, short decay often sounds more authentic than more distortion. If the drums are getting blurry, tighten them up before adding more grit. A compact, clipped break can feel much more like a real chopped sample than a drenched one. Here's the big takeaway. Old school swing in DNB comes from timing feel, ghost notes, chopped edits, and controlled movement. Layer a chopped break with clean kick and snare support. Keep the sub mono and leave space for the bass line to breathe. Use Ableton stock tools like drum rack, simpler, drum bus, a Q8, auto filter, saturator, utility, and echo, and arrange in clear 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so the track feels DJ-ready and powerful. If you want to practice this properly, here's a quick challenge. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Pick one break, warp it cleanly, slice it to MIDI, build a basic 2-bar DNB groove, add one kick and one snare layer, write a simple bass pattern that leaves space after the snare, and automate one filter move across 8 bars. Then duplicate the section once and change only one thing in the second half, like removing a drum layer, adding a chop fill, or opening the bass filter slightly. Finish by checking it in mono. The goal is not just to make a loop with effects. The goal is to make it feel like a real old-school DNB groove with controlled modern mixing. Nice work. Now you've got the blueprint for swing, chop, and weight enabled in Live 12.